It'll be nice to finally get up to date. And here we go. Okay, so we're holding Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, about 7 lines in the bottom, 8 lines in the bottom. Va'amar Rabbi Chanina. Hakol B'dei Shemayim, everything is B'dei Shemayim. A person's advancement in career, a person's, everything is B'dei Shemayim. Chutz, except from a person's Yirah Shemayim. From his level of Yirah Shemayim, and his choice is whether or not he should do a mitzvah or an avera. Because the entire world is just a computer game to see whether or not you're going to pass. So all the monsters and the settings are all pre-made, and you just have to pass the level. Shenemar ba'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha shoel meimcha. What does Hashem want from you? Ki im liyira. He only wants you to fear him. Oh, to Yira, Hashem milsas udrasahi. So it questions the Gemara. It's only Yira, don't worry. Oh, it's only Yira, that's all he wants. Is that a small thing? That's like, your boss coming over and telling you, I would like you to redo all of our accounts and this and that. It's all I'm asking you. That's a 3-year job. But it says that Rabbi Chanina says in the Mishum Ben Yochai that the only thing a Kadosh Baruch Hu has and treasures is this oitzer of Yerushalayim. Shenemar Yerus Hashem he oitzer. All right. So the Gemara says yes. Lagabe Moshe Rabbeinu ain. Lagabe Moshe Milsus Udrasahi. This is of course a very famous Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu who was talking was writing the Torah. It's taka a small thing. The Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Adam Shemevak Shemimenu Kli Gadol." This is a mashal about somebody who, if you ask him for something, V'yeshla, if he has it, then Doimelav Kli Katan, then it's not a big deal. It's like you go to your neighbor, you say, "Can I borrow some sugar?" No problem. Can I borrow a high-powered chainsaw? Well, if he has it, then there's no difference than him giving you his spoon or giving a high-powered chainsaw. However, if he doesn't have it, so then it's I don't have a high-powered chainsaw, sir. V'ainloy, if he doesn't have it, Doimelav Kli Gadol. Then it appears. If you ask him for a butter knife and you don't have one, then also it's like a big deal.
This isn't a stereotype competition on Chutz Mitzin or
Bachan. I think I remember them asking that question Offenard on that Gemara, actually.
What's the question?
That there is another Gemara that says, Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzin U'Pachan. The way I translate that Gemara without looking it up is that those are physical things. Like, tzinim is like getting cold. It doesn't actually mean a cold, even though people translate it like that. It's a cold. It happens to be that we call a cold, but it's just a virus that people get sometimes when it's cold outside. But it has nothing to do with cold. It is not the common cold that people say. It means cold, actually, as if I'm cold. So it means that kol b'dei shemayim mitzinim u'pachem, except from physical things. Like, if you go outside without a coat, you will get cold. And so it's still something to, put together in puzzle pieces, but I don't know if it's like such a theorem. But yeah, it would definitely be something to look into. I don't know, offhand, I don't remember. If I remember correctly, they asked the question on the spot over there. Okay, Maidim, Maidim, Mishatkin, I say. If a person says Maidim twice, we say quiet. Amar Bezerah, call Ha'aymer Shema, Shema. Anybody who says Shema twice, it's as if he said Maidim, Maidim, and also Ka'aymer Maidim, Maidim, Dami, and we tell him also be quiet. Meisva says the Gemara, Ha'kareh Shema, if somebody reads the Kriya Shema, V'kaifla, and he repeats it, Harizim Maguna, that is improper. Now, it says Maguna Hu Dahave, but Shetuke Loi Mishatkin, like, we don't keep him quiet. And the Gemara says, like Asha, Hada Amar Milsa Milsa Vitanila. Here's where he says each thing, Shema, Shema, and he says it twice. Then that's where it's just Maguna. But where we tell him be quiet is where he repeats the whole sentence. But Hada Amar Psuka Psuka Vitanila. There is where he says pasuk by pasuk and repeating it.
What's the
and the reason is because when you say two psukim pasuk by pasuk, it's as if you're saying there's two different Hashems, Shema Yisrael 1 and Shema Yisrael 2. But if you're saying word after word, there it doesn't sound like it. It just sounds like it doesn't sound like you're saying it to two different people. You would say sentence by sentence. You are one, not you. You are one one. But I'm there. Papa Labai v'dilma me'ikar lekiven daite ulebesoyf kiven daite. Maybe the first time you forgot to pay attention, and the second time you're paying attention. Maybe that's why you're saying it twice. And Amalei Chavrusa klapei Shmaya. Are you the way Rashi explains this line is? Are you treating Hashem like a Chavrusa, like a friend, that you're just saying Shema without thinking? Mi'ika, is there such a thing? Eloi kiven daite me'ikara, if you did not have concentration at the beginning, machinale, we hit him be marzapto de nafcha, with a hammer that is from like a nafcha, of a blacksmith. Ad de mechavenet, until he concentrates. So, lamaisa, if I remember correctly, but if a person does say Shema, and lamaisa does realize that he didn't have concentration, then he should say it twice, and just try to avoid the hammer. But that lamaisa is the lamaisa you have to say Kriya Shema, and saying it without kavana you might not be yotze. So, albeit certainly a person should attempt to say Shema with kavana the first time round, and should not approach his davening lackadaisically. Nevertheless, if it happened, I believe the halacha is you say it twice.
It's the second time quietly.
Yes, right.
And I think with a pause. Before you say it again.
Well, the pause should be you pretend you collecting your thoughts and focusing. Okay, yeah, that is true. You should not repeat it out loud. That is true. That's the second time should not be. That would be this Gemara. Okay, continuing on. This next first line of the Mishnah, who takes it out? The Urif and the Rosh. Alright. Ha'emer Yivarachucha Toivim Harezu Darke Minas. Okay. I'm not sure why they take it out. Ha'over Lefnei HaTeva. If somebody goes in front of the Aron, in other words, he's davening for the Amud. He's the Chazan. Vita, and he makes a mistake. And he can't continue. Ya'avor Acher Tachtav. Somebody else should go in his place and daven in his place. V'lo Yehei Sarban Ba'os HaShah. A person should not be should not refuse to daven at that time. Like I said, we were once davening in a minyan, and a person remembered that he had davened Shemana Esrei already. So what does he do? He stops right in the middle of Shemana Esrei. You have to have somebody else go up in the middle. From where does he start? From the beginning of the bracha that this one made a mistake in. So he's middle of Atachonin, suddenly gets a coughing attack, he can't continue. So somebody else will go up, even though he was already started Atachonin, he should continue Atachonin. Same with the Baruch Aleinu. Wherever he's up to, you start from there. However, if somebody is davening for the Amen, Lo ye'ane Omein achara ha-koyhanim. He should not answer Omein after the Koyhanim's bracha. For example, he says, Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, and the Koyhanim say, Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, and all the Tzibur says Omein, the Chazan should not say Omein with the Tzibur. V'pnei ha-tiruf, because he will get confused. Back then, they did not have Sidurim. And therefore, if he doesn't follow the Nusach that's in his brain, he will come to mess up.
Is it after the Yivarech or only after the...
Oh, are you saying only after the original bracha? No, Rashi says, B'soiv kol bracha u'bracha. After each bracha. V'im ein sham kohen elohu. What happens if this chazan is the only kohen? Lo yisus kapiv. He should not... do dochening. However, v'im have techasai, if he is confident, shehu noises kapav v'chazul tefilasai, that he could, he's familiar enough with the tefila that he could go ahead and do dochening v'chazul tefilasai and go back to davening without making a mistake. Or like for example nowadays where we have a siddur, so it's not the hardest thing in the world. So then rishoy is permitted, and that's what most people do nowadays. If you ever have a chazan daven for Musaf who's a kohen, most of the chazonim feel confident enough to go ahead and turn around in middle. And I don't know if you've ever been by a davening like that, but what they have is they prearrange a guy in the tzibur to say the yivarechecha.
So how does it work with washing his hands?
So, if I remember correctly, they wash the hands beforehand. They go and wash the hands, and this way, specifically washing it beforehand, you don't have to do it during Shemana Esrei, so long as it's done for this. And yeah.
Same thing that if you're confident for like,
yeah, only if you're confident that then.
For a main, if you're confident for saying a main.
It's a good question. It doesn't say that. I would say that that is true, but I would have said I would say yes. I don't remember the halacha. It's mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm pretty sure that it is the same halacha. But before we pass like this, I would look it up. But I'm pretty sure that it's the same halacha. So if you prearrange a person from the tzibur to be the one to call out Yivarechecha, and then the Chazan himself. Chazan also turns around during Shemayna Esrei, and then he turns right back around. Tan Rabbanan Ha'ever Lefnei HaTeva. Somebody who is becoming a Chazan, Tzorech L'Sarev, he should refuse. But if somebody asks, you want to daven Mincha? You say, nope. And if he doesn't refuse, it's like a food that doesn't have any salt. You have to be a little bit, you have to say, no. And then, but if you keep refusing, then it is like a food that has way too much salt. So, what's the proper methodology for becoming a chazan? That the gabe comes over to you, yisarev, you should refuse. Shnia, the second time is mahavev. Mahavev means that you singe it, so it's a borrowed term. And it means you hem and ha, like, you And then shlishis, the guys then push it as raglav yared. The third time, you go, and by the way, the reason why we always say yared is because they used to have steps down towards the amud. Used to be, you step down. So that's why we yared, and you go down. So nowadays, though, I'm saying it depends on... this should be the proper procedure, and the gabbai should know, and then the people should know. So a lot of times, when trying to get the person for the amud, you go through this whole game.
If the gabbai doesn't know where he's an emergency, so tichet zibur.
No, so if it's tichet zibur, let's say you're late, so then, you don't do tichet zibur, let's take the mission. But we're talking about the guy who's going around during Pesukah de Zimra or whatever, you want to do it. So it happens to be, let's say, the gabbai davens every single week. He's like, listen, nobody, I asked everybody, they all said no. So if you're in a minion like that, then you could agree the first time. But you have this gabbai who likes to daven. Tan Rabbanan and Shloisha, there's three, Ruban Kasha, too much of it is bad, Umiyutan Yafa, and a little bit is good. Ve'eluhain, and the following is it. The following three things is Se'or, which is, it's sour dough, and it makes the dough rise. So before the days of this manufactured yeast, what they used to do was they used to take super dough that was super sour and put it into the dough that was rising, and it used to help the whole dough rise. So too much of it and you get sourdough bread and you don't get good bread. I mean, obviously there is a taste for sourdough bread, but it has its time and place. So Se'or can cause too much rising and too much sourness in the bread. Melech, salt, is good, but too much of it will cause too much saltiness. With sarbonus and refusing things. I'm not sure exactly. Obviously, all these gemaras, you have to know how to darshan. There's three things that are good. Only three things are good in small measure. But you have to know exactly what the common thread between these three things are and why the gemara lumps them together and how they are, similar to each other. You could think of other things also that are good, three things. But, all right. Amar Avhuna, Ta'a, B'shalosh Rishonos. If a person makes a mistake in the first three brachas of Shemana Esrei, then the person taking him over, so instead of being chozer to that bracha, let's say Mechai Mesim, he should go back to the beginning, chozer l'roish. Be'em Tzoyis, if he's chozer in any of, if he makes a mistake in any of the middle brachas, let's say Baruch Aleinu, chozer l'atachin, and he goes back to the first of the middle. Ba'achroinos, if he makes a mistake in Ritzei Moedim or Sim Shalim, chozer l'avaydi, go back to Ritzei. Verva Asi Amar, no, Emtsoyas Ein Lehem Seder. If you make a mistake in the middle brachas, there's no Seder. If you make a mistake in Baruch Aleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You don't have to go back to Atachonin. Masav Rav Sheshes, Meforsha Gemara, Meforsha Mishnah, Verva Asi. What's Rav Huna saying? Mehechan hu chayzu mitchilas habracha sheta'azeh. Where do you go back to from the beginning of the bracha that you made a mistake with? So Tiyuvta to Rav Huna, this is a refutation of Rav Huna. Answers the Gemara, Amalecha Rav Huna, Rav Huna will tell you, Emtsois kuluk echad berchas aninu. The middle ones, when it says in the Mishnah, you go back to the bracha that you're starting, the bracha, it means, it's all considered like one bracha. It means either the beginning, the middle, or the end. That's what the Mishnah means when it says, go back to that bracha. It's as if, they're all considered like one big bracha. Amar Huna la'olam, Amar Rav Yehuda, la'olam al yish al adam tzarachav, a person should not ask for his own personal needs. Lo b'shalosh rishonos, it's not during the first three brachas, because that's when we're praising Hashem. Lo b'shalosh achronos, because not in the last three. Ela be'em tzoyos, except in the middle ones. Damar Rav Chanina rishonos, doyma le'evet shemesada shvach lefnei rabbi. The first three brachas are comparable to a servant who is setting up praise for his master. It's only polite to... Hashem doesn't need our praise, but it's only polite, and it's only derech eretz to... and again, it's not buttering it up. It's setting the stage for asking Hashem for things. So it's only polite, and we go with derech eretz to ask for our requests, and therefore, just like an Eved is Masada Shvach before his Rebbe, so for his master, so too we in the first three brachas are Masada or Shvach. Em Tzoyas, the middle brachas, are Dharma Eved Shemavakish Pras Mirabe, is Dharma to an Eved who is asking for his Pras. His Pras could be wages. And it says you should serve Hashem Almanash Alele Kabal Pras, but here we're asking for the stuff that we need just to serve Hashem. Imagine Hashem says, okay, I'd like you to build a building. Okay, so I have an expense account. Is it possible I could have, you know, health and wealth and everything good in order to build your building? Achroinois is doime le'eved. And the last three ones are comparable to a servant, Shekibel Pras Mirabai, that was already mekabel his way, not wages, but again, way to serve Hashem, v'niftar v'halach le'eved, and he's on his way out. So some people say over this Gemara that it's saying thank you. It's not really thank you. There is Maidim, which is thank you, but Ritzei is not thank you. Ritzei is Hashem, please give me Mekabel Klal Yisrael's tefillas. And Maidim is thank you. And then Sim Shalom is a general tefillah that we ask for a health and wealth of the nation. And that's how we finish off the Shemana Esrei. It's health and wealth of the nation, and it is not specific brachas for us, for our personal needs. And therefore, we don't say anything during that specific bracha either. Yes, right. Very good. There was a story with one student, one Talmud who was davening for the Amud b'fnei Rebbe Eliezer, and he was davening a super long tefillah. Amalei Talmid of this, other students complained, Rabbeinu, kama archon who's there? Look how long this person is davening. Amaleihem klum ma'arich yosim Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he any longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Duchsivei es arboim hayoyim ve es arboim halayla. I davened for 40 days and 40 nights. So, he's learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. No,
it's not such a... It's not so long.
I'm pretty
sure it was longer.
Okay. Shuv Ma'isa B'Tamanecha, there was another student, Shiar L'Fnei Atevi B'Fnei Rabbi Lazar. So, of course, the pendulum usually swings the other way. The next person who got up there and davened, he zipped through davening just to make up for the last time. Amalei Talmidav, Kama Katsi Nuzel. Again, the students complained, this guy is going way too quick. Amalei Klum Makatsi Yosim Meisha Benu. Is he going any quicker than Meisha Benu? The Siv Kelna, Rafan Allah. When he davened for Miriam, it took five words. So he's going faster than, he's not going as fast as that. So Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, Kol Amavakish Rachavim Al Chaveru, whoever is asking mercy for his friend, Ein Tzarich Lahazkir Shemoi, does not have to mention his name. Shenemar Kel Na Rafan Allah, Hashem, please help her. V'loy Kamid Kar Shema to Miriam, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention Miriam's name. He just said, Hashem, please help her. And I don't know. Halach Lemaisa. There was a story where Rav Moshe was davening for Rav Yaakov in his shul. Rav Yaakov was sick, and nobody knew Rav Yaakov's name. And Rav Moshe said, just say Rabbi Yaakov, and Hashem knows who Rabbi Yaakov is. So, L'chaira, the same way Hashem knows who Rabbi Yaakov is, L'chaira, Rav Moshe was coming from this Gemara. And if a person is davening for somebody else and he doesn't know his name, so the best thing would be to mention the name, but if you don't know the name, I wouldn't say it's a tefillah that's wasted. You just say, can you please help blank find the shidduch? Can you please help blank there? Can you please give a refuah shleimah to this person? The best would be to mention the name, but if you can't, you could still daven for that person. Just and Hashem knows exactly who you're davening for. Tan Rabbanan, Elu Brachos SheAdam. You know that story with that they said by the Tell's dinner with Rav Chaim. He said that he was davening. His students. So one of the donors said, "So what's your student's name?" So you're not really diving for the students. Ram Chaim said to the donor, he said, "Like, it's fine. It's you know." But then it turns out that he taka knew the person's name. He just didn't want to stuck the donor. But bengach lemaisa, it would be okay to daven even without mentioning the name. Tanrabanan elu brachas she'adam sheicha behind the following brachas during the following brachas a person should bow ba'avais in the first bracha tchila v'seif at the beginning and the end, which is what we do, and ba'hida in ma'idim tchila v'seif at the beginning and the end, which is what we do. Ve'im ba'lasuch b'seif kal bracha u'bracha u'betchilas kal bracha bracha, and if a person wants to go ahead and bow at the beginning of every bracha atachoinin, he goes down, and then by baruch atah Hashem he goes down, we tell him not to. But that doesn't mean that you can't bow in middle of the brachas. If a person wants to go ahead and bow in middle of the brachas, that's totally fine. And therefore, sometimes occasionally you see people, you know, in a deep bow, and then like, either this guy really can't get past Moedim, or he's bowing in the middle of the brachas. So in the middle is fine, but then before the beginning and the end, you have to, at the beginning and the end of each bracha, you have to get up. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishim bar Kavra, Hedyut, Kamoy Shamarnu. A regular person is, like we just said, he only bows four times, or you can bow as many times as you want, but not at the beginning of any other bracha. Kain Gadol, however, Kain Gadol, Besoyf Kal Bracha Bracha. He actually has to bow at the end of each bracha. The Hamelech and a king, Tchilas Kal Bracha Bracha, Besoyf Kal Bracha Bracha. Not only at the end of each bracha, but both at the beginning and the end of each bracha. A different opinion, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani, Lididi Mifer Shalom Yinei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. To me, it was explained from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hedyut Kamay Sharmano. Hedyut, like we said and like we do. At the beginning and the end of only two brachas for a total of four bowings. Kain Gadol, Tchilas Kal Bracha Bracha. Kain Gadol, not like we said before at the end, but at the beginning. I'm not sure why that's in Machalikas. The Goyin changes it to Seif.
Doesn't bring any sources here. So all of these were takanas from Anshei Knesset Gadola?
Yeah, certainly, because the whole tefillah is Anshei Knesset Gadola. Nothing was...
Because they don't give any sources.
Correct. That's a good point. Exactly. But the truth is everything was invented. This whole thing is invented. Some say is whether machlekes, whether or not you need to daven every day, Ramban, and then even if you do need to daven, just saying Hashem, please help me, is definitely mekayim that he arises. The Kuli Alma. So, Kain Gadol Tchilas Kol Bracha Bracha Hamelech Kevin Shekara. Once he bows at the beginning of Baruch Atah Hashem, Shuv Ein Ezekiv. He shouldn't get up until the end of Tfila, as it states. By here's a raya. Shenemar Vayik Chalois Shloime Lihispalol. And when Shloime finished davening, Kam Milufnei Mizbeach Hashem Mikuraya Al Berkov. He stood up from bowing. Tan Rabbanan. The following, just an explanation of the following words. When it says Kida, which is a lashon of bowing, is al apayim, is a mashma on your face. So that's what we do for moedim. When we don't bow our knees, we bend down, and like the Japanese do just bending their heads, like we do for moedim. Shenemar v'atikad bas sheva apayim eretz, as it says, and bas sheva put her face to the ground. So we see that the word kida, the expression kida means putting, just doing a moedim type of bow. Kriya, the lashon of kireya umishtachav kireya is al birkayim, is getting down on your knees. Shenemar mikroya al birkov. I think this is probably like we do on Yom Kippur. Hishtachava is zupishut yadayim veragayim. This is spreading your hands in front. This is completely lying down on the floor, and spread out hands and feet spread out straight out. This, we don't even do on Yom Kippur, but if you want to see such a thing, I believe the North Koreans have to do this when their leader comes out. So sometimes you see a picture of a whole bunch of people lying flat on the ground when the guy passes. So that's that type of action of complete submission is hishtachava. Shenemar hava nova ani v'imecha v'achecha lishtachava yislecha arza. I saw Abaya and Rava, Damatzli. Damatzli means they were leaning over. When they used to bow, they didn't go straight, Pishat Didayim Reglayim, but they used to go ahead and turn a little on their side. I'm not sure, was this Yom Kippur? I don't know exactly. This is not during Shemana Esrei. I mean, I don't think they used to do Pishat Didayim Reglayim. By the way, if a person wants to, during Shemana Esrei, let's say he's davening a private Shemana. If he's davening in the Tzibur, then this is not Kedai, because you need to marry off your kids. But if you're davening a private Shemana Esrei and you want to do Hishtachave, you could, even though you might get up slightly in a different place than where you were originally, but you could, because like we saw earlier, Rabbi Yehuda used to do that. Rabbi Yehuda used to bow straight down. So if a person in the privacy of his own house wants to daven and do a full Hishtachave during the year, it's mutter. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The footnote on the bottom brings down a Tosfos in Megillah that it does refer to that a prominent person should not fall on his face to recite Tachanun.
Right. If he's the only one doing it, is that what they're saying? Is that what the Gemara is referring? When it says Rava and Abaya, Kishenevel Ma'apanim, you understood that it was Tachanun? Yeah. Oh, that's a good. Maybe he's right. What do they say, Ruvain Bayu?
That it was a stone floor.
No, I know, but during what part of tefillah was this? Like, why were they doing hishtachava?
It just says in
tefillah sepayim. Oh, it's in tefillah sepayim. Okay, fine. So like Rebelli said, it's during tachanun. Okay.
Yeah, there's a Tosfos in Megillah that connects the two.
Okay, fine. All right, so it's during tachanun. So agav, that's why nowadays, I didn't even put two and two together, but nowadays the minhag is to lean slightly on your side when you when we do tachanun. We don't go straight down. We lean slightly on the side. Ah, this is the source. Okay, fine. Where is Taka the halacha? The halacha is in Kuf Lamed Aleph. That's tachanun. Okay, very good. All right, so this is the source of when you go down for tachanun, you lean slightly to the side. Okay, Tani Chada Hakireya Bahaydaya Harezu Meshubach. If somebody bows during Moedim, that's praiseworthy, which is what we do. But Tani Ida Harezu Magunabar, there's another Bryce which states that it's not nice. Gemara says, Lakasha, Habitchila Halabasaif. Well, we're not going to go with this terrace, but at this point, the Gemara says, well, at the beginning of Moedim, that's at the end of Moedim. If you only bow at the end of Moedim, that's Maguna. Rava used to kara Bahaydaya Tchila Basaif. Rava used to bow at the beginning and end of Moedim, like we do. Amrile Rabbana, the Rabbana say, Amai Ka'avid Marhachi, why are you doing this? Amalehu, because I saw. What do you mean? Why am I doing this? Amalehu Chazina le Rav Nachman dekara. I saw Rav Nachman used to do this. The Chazina le Rav Sheshes dekara. And I saw Rav Sheshes do this. So I'm following their minhag. Aye, what are we going to do with this brayza that says that it's not good to bow at the end? Tanya hakarei b'hayda harezem meguna. Gemara says ahi b'hayda shebahalal. That is hayda of halal. Halal, you should be straight the whole time. We have another brayso which says if somebody bows during Hayda and during Hayda of Halal, Harez Maguna. So now you can't tell me that the first Hayda is Halal because the brayso lists two things. So obviously the first one is not Halal. And Gemara says that first Halal and that second brayso is Kitanya Hahi Bahida de Birkas Hamazon. That is during Noida Lecha of Birkas Hamazon. You shouldn't bow then either. The Gemara doesn't give any reasons for why not, so I'm not sure why not. But that is the Lamaisa. Lamaisa, we don't bow during Halal or during benching, but we do bow during Moedim. Oh, but one more halacha is, even if a person wants to bow a bunch of times during Shemoneh Esrei, there are two brachas that you cannot bow in is during the first bracha and Moedim. Those you have to go with the takanas of what Chazal said. Person wants to, so you just do the regular bows during the first one, but during any of the other brachas, if you want to bow as far down, as deep as you want, you could, so long as it's not at the beginning or the end of the bracha.
Shuffling is okay.
Shuckling is okay, yeah. Yeah. Occasionally I think about that, like if you're allowed to shuckle towards the end of the brachas. Because if a person has a deep shuckle, then yesh la'ayin. But, sometimes it's kedai to... I do go back and forth with that during my own Shemoneh Esrei. Like sometimes it's just like you stop shuckling at the beginning of the end of the bracha. Okay, amispalal, if somebody is davening v'ta'ah and he makes a mistake, simin ra'loi, it is a bad sign, a bad omen. V'im shliach tzibur hu, and if it is if he's the shliach tzibur, simin ra' l'shoy l'chav, it is a bad omen for the people who sent him up there. In other words, the tzibur. V'pnei sheshlucha shel adam kamarza, because the shliach of a person is like he himself. So if the shliach messes up, that means that it was divine that he was going to mess up. Amru alavala Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, they said about Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, shahi mispalal ala chalim. He used to daven for sick people. V'omer, and he used to say afterwards, zeh chai v'zeh meis. This one's going to live, this one's going to die. Amru le minayna toyadeya, how do you know? Amru lehem im shagura tefilas b'fi. If the tefillah came out of my mouth easily, then yadeya ani shehu mekubal. I know it was accepted. V'im lav yadeya ani shehu meturif. I know that it was messed up specifically because Hashem didn't want him to be saved.
You know, the fact that when the shliach tzibur, to say it's the tzibur who have a problem, they kashlo shomot akmoso. But what if the tzibur is okay and this person who was sent up is got a problem? So he would also mess up.
So he would be going now that he's going with terrorists, the tzibur. I think if he doesn't mess up, it's not a riot to his own tefillas. It'll be a riot to the tzibur. But now that he's going in other words, it's not pshat that we're assuming that this guy has a cough. We're assuming that somebody is messing things up.
Right, but it could be he that's the one that's messed up.
No, but now that he's not going for his own personal tefillas now. He's going for the tefillas of the tzibur. So his tefillas for the tzibur will be accepted or not accepted. It's no longer his own personal tefillas. Right.
Because the first tefillah is his own.
That would be his own, correct. Says the Gemara, Ahei, where is this din going on? Which bracha is it talking about that if you mess up, it's not a good sign? Amar v'chia, amar v'safra, mishim chad be Rebbe. Rebbe Chia, in the name of Rav Safra, says in the name of one of the students of Rebbe. But Avos, it is talking about the tefillah of Avos, if a person messes up during Avos. Iki demasni la abraisa, there are those that say this statement, but Avos, was going on the following braisa. Hamispalot tzarech sheyichav nesliba bekulon. If somebody's davening, he must concentrate during the entire davening. V'im ein yochel lechaven bekulon, and if he cannot, yechav nesliba, he got it, ba'achas. You should go ahead and at least have concentration during one of them. Which one? Amar v'chi, amar v'safra, mishim chad debei Rebbe, ba'avais. So, chad debei Rebbe said one time, ba'avais. And the question is, was he going on our Mishnah or a different Mishnah? Amar levela Rebbe Chanina ben Daisa, minahani mili, amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. How do we know that if a person's tefillah is said smoothly, then it's a sign that it was accepted? The Amar Kra, as it states in the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bayra nibs v'asayim shalom shalom l'rochak v'lakarav amar Hashem v'rufa asiv. Rashi says, "Kishahaniv bari ba'adam, oz muftach alah shalom." If a person, if it's a bari, if the svasayim, if the lips are speaking smoothly, like healthily, so then you know that it's shalom. Then you know that it's going to be peace. Okay. Amr b'chir bar Abba, Amr b'yachanan. Kol ha'neviim kulan. All the prophecies that exist about good things coming up in the future. For example, the wolf will lay down with the sheep. So, kulan, leinus navnu ella, or sorry, that's going to be coming up as well. But all the prophecies that exist about good things happening to people, for those who are, for those who do good, they were only prophesizing about somebody who helps a Talmud Chacham. Lo yin esnaver elo lomasi, bita lo Talmud Chacham, somebody who marries his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham, ulo oise prakmati lo Talmud Chacham, or who does business with a Talmud Chacham, he helps him out, ulo mahana Talmud Chacham in a chasav, or somebody who helps a Talmud Chacham from his property. Avo Talmud Chacham atzma, Talmud Chacham atzmam, but the actual reward for somebody who actually learns Torah, ayin lo yirase elikim zula secha. Those type of rewards we cannot even be described. They cannot even be seen. Zula secha ya'asa le mechakele. So it's a pasuk that says those type of words, they can't even be seen and described. So any description that a person has of Gan Eden is only for those who are on a lower level of Gan Eden. But a person who actually learns Torah, there's no describing his reward. Similar concept. All this is the wolf lying down with the lamb. All the prophecies of the future, like the wolf lying down with the lamb, are all going to be, and everybody will beat their plows into, no, their spear, swords into plowshares. Okay? Hopefully we won't need plowshares when Mashiach comes. But, so, all those prophecies are only for Yemos HaMashiach. Aval lo'olam haba, in the next world, then ayin lo'i ro'asa lo'kim zu l'secha. That cannot be described. Now, very interesting, this is actually a machlekes. It's a machlekes in the Gemara right over here. Basically, the Gemara is now discussing what's going to happen very soon when Mashiach comes. The first opinion is that there will be a change in Metzias. Wolves will no longer be scary. People, there will no longer be war. And there will be a lot of plowshares around. But, however, that, and this is actually the opinion of the Ramban. He holds that when Mashiach comes any second, the world's going to change on a major level. However, Upliga de Shmuel, this argues on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Yemos HaMashiach. No, nothing's going to change. El Shibin Machis Bavad. We're no longer going to have to be, there's no Shibin Machis. We'll have a king who is going to be a Jewish king, a Mashiach, and we won't have to listen to endless debates about whether or not somebody interfered in elections and things like that. We'll have a king, v'zeh. Shenemar ki lo yechdel evyon mikarev haaretz. As it says, that there will not be a cessation of poor people in the land. So there's still going to be poor people, there's still going to be school, there's still going to be, unfortunately, could even be traffic accidents. It's going to be a regular world. It's just that there's going to be a Jewish monarchy, that's all. And of course, the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be like the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. So there might be miracles here and there, like the same miracles that exist in the Beis HaMikdash, but with regards to everyday life, that will be the same. This is how the Rambam paskins. So if Mashiach comes today, it's a massive machlekes, Rambam and Ramban, which is the same machlekes in the Gemara. So machlekes had a paskin. But of course, either or, we'll just wait for it to happen to see. We don't delve into such subjects. It doesn't help. Another Gemara. All the Nevi'im were only gave nevuos for Balei Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim, in other words, all of the good rewards was only for Balei Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, but Tzadikim Gemurim who never sinned, Ayin Leiroa Tzadikim Zulasecha, same as before. It's too great to describe their reward. Upligid Rabbi Avo, this argues on Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Avo, Mokum Sheba Alei Tshuva Oimdim, in a place where the Balei Tshuva stand, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim, Tzadikim Gemurim cannot stand. Shenemar, as it states in the Pasuk, Shalom, Shalom, L'rochak V'lakarev. Peace to those who are close and far, far and close. L'rachak b'reisha. First it says l'rachak, those who were far. V'had l'karev. And then it says those who were close. So people who were balei tshuva, they get higher reward. I think a simple way to explain this is that we're not talking about a person who happened to be a small level balei tshuva versus, oh, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is never balei tshuva. So if you have two people who are on similar levels, let's say level 80, just for, you know, you have two Reb Chaim Kanievskis. One of them, when his whole teenage life, he was a horrible person, and then he climbed back up, and one of them went straight up, and they both started at the same level. Obviously, you can't compare apples and oranges. If you have one guy who started over here and went to here, and now he's the Gadol Hador, and one guy started over here and went to here, we're talking about the exact same people. They both had the exact same upbringing, they both had the exact same, so they both started at level zero, for example. They both had ended their life in level 80. This guy had a teenage life where he went down to negative 80, and then climbed to 80. So him, since he climbed 160 points, he's going to get more reward than the guy who went straight up to 80. I think that's a simple way to explain this, Gemara. Of how Balei Tshuva will be ahead of Tzadikim Gemurim. Because at the end of the day, you're right, he did some Averis, but A, those Averis he did Tshuva for, so they no longer exist, and now we have to factor in the fact that he climbed from 160 to 80, from negative 80 to plus 80. He climbed 160 steps, whereas the other guy only climbed 80. So they're both in Gedolei Hador at the end of the day, or they're both at level 80, then even if that's a regular, whatever they are. So B'makom Shebalei Tshuva Na'amdim, Tzadikim Gemurim don't get near there, because they're double the Yep.
Does that mean in order to fulfill all the mitzvah?
Oh yeah. there is a Gemara like that the Hasidim used to say that they feel bad that they can't bring a Karban Chatas. Chatas is only if you sin. It's like Gemara Azir. And also you can't perform the mitzvah of a Heshev Ezakzela. It's a couple of mitzvahs that you can't perform if you're a tzaddik. But that's why we use Arvas. Okay. Rabbi Yechanan Melacha, no. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. He says tzaddikim are higher. My rachak shahay rachak midvar avera. Rachak means he was far away from an avera. Meikar my karav shahay karav midvar avera. Vinis rachak bimenu hashta. He was rachak is first. Rachak means that he was always distance from avera, and karav means he was close to avera. In other words, he sinned, but then he became rachak from it. Okay. My ayin loy ro'asa, what does it say? An eye will not see. Amr of Yeshua ben Levi is a yayin hamashurma ba'anav of misheshes mebreshes. This is wine that is in its grapes. It is wine that is held in the grapes since the sheshes mebreshes. So usually you go to Jewel and you see wine that is 14, 18. And then you see one bottle that says 5780 on it. So that's what it means. Obviously, this is mushal. We do not believe in the physical. There's no physical. Personally, I'm not working for wine that's 5,780 years old. So it means that it's euphemistical. It doesn't mean actually that you're getting a bottle of wine. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar ze Eden. This is talking referring to Eden, not Gan Eden, to Eden. Shaloi Sholta by Ayin Kol Beria. That the eye of anybody never saw Eden. The Gemara says, what about Adam Rishon? Wasn't he born in Eden? Shema Tamer Adam Rishon, Heichen Haya. The answer is the Gemara, Began. He was in the garden in front of Eden. He was in the front yard of Eden. B'Shema Tamer, who Gan, who Eden? Maybe you're going to tell me it's the same thing. Gan Eden is Eden. Tamer Lemer, no. Apostle before, she says, V'Nahar, Yoitze, May Eden, L'Hashkes is a Gan. It says that the Nahar came out of Eden to water the garden in front of it. There's a Gan L'Chud, V'Eden L'Chud. It's two different places. So nobody has ever seen and can describe, not even the Nevi'im, were able to see and describe Eden itself. Eden itself in the place of future reward is something that is beyond and above description because it is too great for us to comprehend and fathom. What the maximum person has seen was the Gan in front of it. There was a story where the son of Rabban Gamliel got sick. He sent two Talmid Chachamim to Rabban Gamliel to ask for mercy, to ask to Hashem, to ask him to ask Hashem for mercy. A regular case of sending a person to a tzaddik. Came in Shura Isam. Once he saw them coming, he realized, without even having them ask, classic Chafetz Chaim story, like he started to answer them without even them asking them. So Allah was famous, Rav Chaim was famous for that. Anytime you walked in there, he started to say a shtickle Torah that answered your question. There's hundreds of stories like that. Allah la Aliyah, so Rav Chinah ben Daisa went up to the Aliyah, he went up to his attic, Ubikish Labrachim, he started to daven. But Yuri Dasai, when he came down, Amar Lehem, he said, Lechu, go ahead, go back to your house. Don't worry, his fever went away. Amar Lehem, v'chi Navi ata? Are you a prophet? Amar Lehem, loy Navi anoyichi v'le ben Navi anoyichi. I'm not a prophet, nor, now the way I always translate this is not the son of a prophet, but rather I'm not a ben Navi, I am not able to be a Navi. Like we say, a bar mitzvah, doesn't mean you're the son of a mitzvah, a ben Torah. I'm not a ben Navi. Elakach mekublani. So I have a tradition. Im shagura tefilas bepi, if the tefillah comes out of my mouth easily, yodei ani shehu mekubal, I know that it's accepted. And v'im lav, and if not, yodei ani shehu matur, I know that it's messed up. So I davened, and it came out of my mouth. I davened that his fever should go away, and it came out beautifully. So yashvu, they sat down v'kosvu, and they wrote down v'kivnu oisasha, and they wrote down the time that the tefillah happened. It was 12:30 in the afternoon. Ukishabo yitzel Rabban Gamliel, when they came back to Rabban Gamliel, amar lehem, Ha'avoida, it's a lesson of an oath, loy chasart. He said exactly 12:30, his fever broke. Loy chasartem v'loy hetartem, not missing and not adding 1 minute. Elakach ha'yamaisa, but oisashah, exactly that second, choltzasechama, his fever broke. V'shalonu mayim lishtas, and he asked for water to drink. It's a mamash, like a chassidish story, but right here in the Gemara. V'shuv ma'isa b'Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, another story of the Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Shehalach lil matera etzel Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. He went to learn by Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. V'chola b'nei shel Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. And the son of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was sick. Amar lei Chanina b'ni. So Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe, said, Chanina, my child, b'kishel avrachamim, can you ask Hashem, that can you daven? V'yichyan, he will live. Haniach reisha ben Berkov. So Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa put his head between his knees. U'b'kishel avrachamim, he davened. V'chaya, and the kid lived. Amar Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, il molei hetiach ben Zakkai, if I, as reish Roishai ben Berkov, if I put my head between my knees, the entire day, loy hayam mashgichim alav, they would not listen to him. I'm not sure why he's talking in third person, in second person. Amru loy ishta, his wife said to him, v'chi chanina gadol mimech, is chanina greater than you? Amru loy, he said to her, lav, nope, elahu daima ke'eved lefnei hamelech, v'ani daima kesai lefnei hamelech. I am like a nobleman in front of Hashem. So I don't have automatic access to Hashem. However, he's like Hashem's, you know, so I'm, let's say, you know, chief of whatever. So I can't go in whenever I want. However, he's like the local servant of Hashem, and therefore he can go in whenever he wants. He has access, even though I'm greater than him in the standings. But nevertheless, he has better access to Hashem. What does this mean? There's a lot of Heiliga Kabbalah here, and it's way above my pay grade. I do not know. V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, al yispal adam ela b'bayis yesh b'sham chalonis. A person should not daven except in a house that has windows. Shenemar, as it states in the pasuk, and we already had this Gemara brought down. It states in the pasuk, v'chavin p'tichon le be'ilisei neged Yerushalayim. V'chavin is like windows that are open towards Yerushalayim. So you should have a basement just with windows. And like we said, many people are makbid on that. Amar of Kahana, when they build a shul, you makbid on 12 windows. Amar of Kahana, chutzif alai man damatzli bebiksa. It is a chutzpah to daven in an open field. A person should daven more in a private setting or next to a wall, rather than just in middle of nowhere. Davening in the middle of nowhere sounds, it's a shtickel bal gaiva. It's a shtickel gaiva, like, you know, you're standing right in the middle of an open parking lot, davening there. You should go next to a wall and dive in there. Asuch basadeh. Good question. I hear it. Good. I don't know.
That's where we fell off our
camera. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. That's a good question. Rav Kahana chutzif alai man de mefarish chatoi. Another chutzpah is somebody who expresses his sins. And this, of course, is only in public. A person should not express his sins in public. But, of course, to Hashem, it's a person must do vidui and of a chet, and that's why we go quiet when we say vidui. We say it quietly. Shenemar ash, as it states in the pasuk, ashrei nesui pesha kisui chato. Happy is the person who covers over his sins. And hadan alach eino omdin, 5 program down. Mazel tov. And for one of the first times this cycle so far, we are straight up to date. Okay.